I tried to make a photocopy from this book, this A.K. Water Introduction to Pali. It has a very useful table at the back with the main verbs, the principal parts of all of the main verbs, the root, class, present tense, third person singular, past participle, aorist, future, singular, causative form, infinitive, gerund, future past participle, passive, and miscellaneous parts. But it's difficult because the table comes very close to the inner scene, so some pages didn't come out well. So I don't know, does anybody else have a copy of this book? Is this the one that you have?
Not this though, it's a green book.
Yeah, but the earlier edition was green.
It's with
the hardback cover.
It doesn't look like what you...
It won't look like it on the outside. But then the one that you have is probably an earlier edition, which might be better for photocopying than this.
Yeah, I think it will be better.
Yeah, so I didn't continue with the photocopying.
How many pages? That's about five.
If you put two pages, you could spread it out so you could get two pages out of paper, so then it will come to 1, 2, 3, 4, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's about that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Anyway, if you come on Tuesday, if you bring that, then we could try photocopying off that one rather than this. Okay, so now we continue. We're in lesson 9. Ti e by ersha er. Yeah. And close, I was going through these verses from the Dhammapada. Close to the top of the page. The verse starting pa po pi pasati bhadra. Okay, do you have that verse? Okay, first I'll read it. Pa po pi pasati bhadram yava papam na pachati yada cha pachati papam ata papo papani pasati. The papo papani pasati. Okay, there's the word papa is used in several senses here. First, papo here because it's nominative singular masculine, so it means a person who is bad. Or the evildoer. Okay, so the evildoer sees good. Bhadra means good. Here we could say good fortune. Yava papam na pachati. Yava means, what does it mean? Yeah, as far as, or in this case, since it's time, as long as. Papam na pachati. Their papa means evil deed. And pachati means to ripen. It comes from, it's the passive of pachati. Pachati in the active voice means to cook. But with two C's, it becomes
to make it passive, it becomes first pachyati.
The why indicates a passive verb, but when you can't get a C and Y together in Pali,
so what happens is that the why gets assimilated, it becomes
changed into the preceding consonant, so it becomes C, pachyati. So the image is like when you cook rice, you put in hard rice grains into the rice pot and water, and you put it on a flame. Then over time, the rice gets cooked, and it becomes soft, edible rice. And so this image is applied to our actions, our karma. We perform the karma. That's like putting the grains of rice, hard rice, into the pot with water. And then as time goes by, the actions mature. That is like the cooking of the rice. Until when the action brings its result, that is similar to the rice being cooked. Okay, so the evildoer sees good fortune as long as his evil deed is not matured, is not ripened. Yadacha pachati papam. But when the evil deed is ripened or cooked, Ata papo papani pasati. Papo papani. Ata papo papani pasati. When the evil deed is ripened, then the evildoer sees papani, which means here evil results or bad fortune. Bad things happen to him. Then the next verse is just the opposite of that. Bhadro pi pasati papam yava bhadrang na pachati yadacha pachati bhadrang ata bhadro bhadrani pasati. Here bhadro is now the good person, or doer of good. The doer of good sees evil or bad fortune, tough luck. Yava bhadrang na pachyati. As long as his good deed is not ripened. Yadacha pachyati bhadrang. But when his good deed ripens, ata bhadro bhadrani pasati, then the good person sees good fortune or good things. And here in the third line of each verse, we have yada cha. Cha normally means and. But here, to get the correct sense, better to render it as but, because it's setting up a contrast. In English, we would make better sense to use but. Any questions about these two verses? They're very simple. Any questions?
I have a question about need of papa. And butter. Can we render them as demerit and merit?
I would save merit and demerit for specific Pali words. Punya as merit, apunya as demerit. But it's the sense. In a sense, it's merit and lack and demerit.
Okay.
But I would reserve those words for those English words for those specific Pali words.
So you know that sometimes it means evil results, sometimes it means
evil person.
Evil person.
Yeah.
Just by the context.
Yeah. It's not very common for papa to be used to mean an evil person. Usually, actually, the expression used would be a person of papa dhammo. It's one of bad character.
Yeah, bad. We use past letters, we translate as bad.
Yeah. Okay, next verse. Panim hi che vano nasa hareya panina visam nabanang visam anveti nati papang akubato. Did anybody try looking up nasa in the dictionary? Nasa. N long A S S A. Anybody spend a lot of time looking it up?
Not
it's right. But I wanted to find out if anybody spent a lot of time, hours, looking up NASA. Okay, it's N plus Asa. And Asa here means. Actually, it could mean either of what I think, but here I think it's the optative, meaning would be. But it could also be taken a sense of one, of oneself. Seems it's rather ambiguous from the Pali. You can't tell. Could make either would make sense. But I think it's the optative verb, because it would seem that one would need a verb here. Okay, but the sense is, okay, che means if. Yeah, now I'm quite sure, because it immediately precedes the verb, it immediately precedes asa, so it makes better sense to take it as a negation of the verb. Okay, if there were not, vano means a wound. Pani means what? Hand. So if there would be no wound on one's hand, hareya panina visan. Hareya means to take. Panina means with the hand, and visan means poison. So if one has no wound on the hand, then one might take poison with it. And the reason is given here, na banam visam anveti. What is na banam? Forest.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nabana means forest. You found it in the. Where did you find it?
I found the Vana.
In another dictionary?
I think it's in this mistake. I think it's from here. Isn't that
122. Oh, I see, they give you abana. So it doesn't mean forest, but it's a plus vana. And so what does that mean? Right. So abana means without a wound, and it's used to describe a person who doesn't have a wound. And anveti can mean enters. So poison does not enter one who has no wound. Because if you don't have any wound on the hand and you touch some poison with it, then the poison won't get into the hand, because the hand has no wound. And so similarly, nati papam akupato. Nati means there is not papam evil. Akupato. Akupato is what? Yeah. Can anybody explain what form of speech it is?
The dictionary says the imperfect form for karoti.
Which dictionary?
All these texts are cited in all nine dictionaries. It says I-M-P-F, so I took it.
I-M-P-F, that seems to be imperfect. But it isn't, it isn't that. Maybe it does function in that way, imperfect. But here it's what part of speech? I thought we had it in a recent lesson. You would have to take the positive form, not akupato, but kupato. Let's see.
Future passive?
No.
It's
a little, it might be a little obscure, but it's the present participle. Yeah.
That's the one on page 80 again? Not 80, page 70.
70. Yeah, it's the genitive singular. I'm trying to see if we had this.
Is that page 70?
On page 70, there's the model for the present participle. Yeah. Maybe we didn't have this particular type. Okay, anyway. Yeah, 70 is, you see the model declension of the present participle. Yeah, it's the singular genitive, like gacchato. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to find the fig. They gave it. I don't see it in the glossary. I don't see it in the index. Let's see, lesson 5.
Page 65.
Yeah, page 65.
Yeah.
Practitioner, doer, one who practices.
Yes.
And
dative,
it's dative, but here is a genitive. Genitive data are the same. And then see this grammar 3.
Which is page 70, yeah.
Okay, so kubati means, well, you don't find the form kubati, but kubanto would mean one who does, a doer. Akubanto would mean a non-doer, one who avoids. And then akubato is the genitive form, genitive, dative genitive. So there is no evil for the non-doer, that is, for one who does no evil. So if one does no evil, then one doesn't get evil results. I have to say, some of these verses are a little tough, not so easy. And tricky, like this one, Nabanang. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm okay.
Is the entrance
Visam anveti.
Yeah.
In the third part, third line of the verse. You have visam. You see the two words are joined here for the sake of the meter. So you have to separate it as visam is one word and anveti is another. Anveti is the verb meaning to enter. Visam means poison. So poison, then you have to take the N at the beginning. I'll put this, the sentence in prose. Visam, N, Visam, Abhanang, N anveti. Poison does not enter one without a wound. Well, we all have to be careful because we all have wounds. So we have to be careful not to handle poison. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Gabang eke upajanti niriyang papa kamino sagang sugati no yanti parini banti. Anasava. Okay, first verse, the first line. AK means what?
A feeling.
Yeah. Sang upajanti. Upajanti means? Yeah. Normally it means to arise, but with a special sense of being reborn. Okay, some are reborn gabang. Gabang means what? The womb. So some are reborn in the womb. That is, they're reborn as human beings or as animals. Niriyan papa kamino. Papa kamino means evildoers. And niriyan means what?
Hail.
Right. So evildoers, then you have to understand, the verb is just implied from the first line. So evildoers arise in hell. And here the word papa kamino, it comes from papa kama. Papa kama means evil deed. And kamino means one who does evil deeds. Yeah, you find kamino belongs to the class of nouns. Look at page 84. At the top, it's an IN stem. So it's declined like this. You see machari. Then the plural, nominative plural, macharino. So papa kamino is similar. One who does evil deeds, but now it's plural. Those who do evil deeds are reborn in hell. Then sagang sugatino yanti. Okay, sugatino is belongs to the same type as papa kamino, same type of noun. Sugata means usually good fortune. So sugatino means those with good fortune. But the implication is those who do good actions. So you could say the fortunate ones go to sugga. Saga means heaven. And anasava, the next line, parinibhanti anasava. Here the asavas mean the basic defilements, or call them corruptions, or taint, even contaminations, pollution, pollutants. So those without defilements, parinibbanti, attain nirvana. Any questions about this?
Did they mention anything about an arahant?
I'm sorry, these are arahants, anasava, those without defilements, those are arahants. Often in the text they also call them kinasava, very important word.
This is from Kina.
Which means destroyed. Plus asava, defilement. And so when they're joined together, it becomes a bahubihi compound. That's the two with two-car garage compound. That is a person who has destroyed the defilements.
How do you spell bahubihi?
Bahubihi.
It means it's bahu, meaning much, plus vihi, which means rice. Then it's used to describe a field, kheta. I think a field.
It could also describe a town, a village which has a lot of rice. For a person who owns a lot of rice, fields. Okay, your turn. Let's go to page 128. Okay, who would like to try first? Good! Yes, you have something up your sleeve. You did the first paragraph and not the rest.
Yeah, you are right. Okay, you want me to read?
No. We'll save the third paragraph. Maybe we start with Hui Chung.
Thus have I heard.
Right.
Ekang Svapnayam Bhaktava Raja Prahe Viharati Viluvani
Veluvani
Veluvani Kalam Kalam
Nivate. Right, Kalandaka Nivate.
Kalandaka Nivate.
Right.
One time,
yeah.
The blessed.
But of course, Avan Mesukam. Oh, I think you said that, sorry.
First, have I heard?
Right, yeah, yeah.
One time was living,
yeah,
at the scroll feeding ground of.
Yeah. Yeah. And Veluvane means, it's often translated as the bamboo grove.
Bamboo?
Yeah, Velu is bamboo. And Vana is grove. So it's the bamboo grove. Yeah. 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 Bhutaya.
Bhutaya.
Yeah. Yeah. Panjaliko. Yeah. Right. Yeah, actually this expression, tena kopana samayena, though it's instrumental case, but if we put it into English, we would say, at that time, or on that occasion.
Yeah. At that time, a noble one, he fell out of.
Where is noble one?
Householder?
Yeah, Gahapati Puto is, Puta is son. Gahapati is a householder. Usually it's like a well-to-do. Oh, I see, the glossary gives a nobleman for Gahapati Puto. No, it's not a nobleman. It's like a middle-class householder.
So householder,
yeah. Yeah, or the son of... Yeah, you could say a householder. A young householder. Of course, it says a son, Puto.
Young householders, Nigalato.
Yeah.
Getting up in the morning?
Yeah, or early. Kalasa means, Kala actually means time. When you have this expression, Kalaseva, having gotten up in the early morning. Mm-hmm. Or it's simply early, having gotten up early.
Salute.
What is that from Rajagaha?
Salute.
Salute.
Honor. Namasati.
Yeah, namasati is salutes or honors. It means to do homage. Jingli. But you have to take Rajagaha with Nikamipa. Nikamipa. Yeah, having gone out from, having left, having gone out from Rajagaha.
Why is
you see this from Nikamipa. That's the gerund.
Can you just say coming out?
Well, coming out seems to be a present participle, but it wants to show that this action is completed before the main action takes place. So first he comes out from Rajagaha, first he leaves Rajagaha, comes out from Rajagaha. So having come out, having gotten up early, having come out from gone out from Rajagaha, then continue.
With white clothes?
Yeah.
White hair?
Yeah.
With both and folded hands?
Yeah.
To the various directions.
He did namasati. He worshipped the various directions. Panjaliko is Hujang. Hujang.
He worshipped to the various directions?
Right.
Eastern direction?
Yeah.
Southern direction?
Right.
Western direction?
Right.
Northern direction?
Yeah.
Lower direction?
Right.
Right.
And there's a typographical error in the text. For the lower direction, hetima, there should be an H after the second T.
So we could add another T.
No, you don't add another T. Put an H.
H.
Okay, you have, okay, H E. Dotted T, H-I.
Okay. From Hetima, right?
Right. And these expressions, Purati Mang, Disang, and so on, what case is that? Right, they're all accusatives. Because he's worshipping the direction. So it's the object of his action.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Namasati is in present tense. We treat this as historical present.
Yeah, all of these verbs, like, okay, viharati, namasati, they're present tense, But this is what they call historical present, which means the present tense used to describe a past action. It's almost always used when narrating a story.
So we should, there are actually only two main verbs. One is the Viharati, the other is
Namasati.
So the Blessed One was dwelling.
Yeah.
It was worshipped and was saluted.
Yeah. Okay.
Panakopana.
Panakopana, yeah.
Yeah, Panakopana Samayana.
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 Yeah.
It is only a single word, Samayana. What does the word mean, Samayana?
Samaya by itself means sure, time, occasion. Sure. Right?
Time.
Yeah.
So how do you put it in the paragraph to explain the Samayana?
You have to take Tena, Kopana, Samayana. Kopana doesn't really, you can't really translate it. Kopana just, it indicates that it's referring back to something, the previous sentence. So it's Tena Samayena. Tena means that, at that time. That is, at the time when the Buddha was living in the bamboo grove. Okay, somebody, actually the next paragraph doesn't really have that much new to add. Maybe wait till you just continue, second paragraph. There's not so much new here.
Atako, Atava,
yeah.
Rupan, Hasamayan,
yeah.
Niva Sitva.
Right.
Patta. Patta.
Yeah.
Patta Chiva Ramataya.
Yeah.
Rajaga Han.
Yeah.
Indaya.
Right. Yeah.
Now, the Blessed One.
Yeah.
Dressing.
Well, this is not Nivasetva, is again, it's a gerund.
No, having dressed.
Having dressed.
Having dressed.
Yeah. Pubanha Samayang. Pubanha is. Yeah, in the morning, yeah. This would be the same as Shangwu. Shangwu. Is that the way it's rendered in Chinese?
It should be the former part of the day.
Yeah, it's the earlier part of the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly that.
Okay, so having dressed in the forenoon or morning. Okay, continue.
With the bow and rope?
Well, have to take it grammatically. Patachivaram adaya. You have to remember verbs come after, often they come after the nouns that they relate to.
Went into?
No, not yet. Okay, patachivaram adaya. Okay, now, Patta Chivaram goes together. That's Patta is bowl, Chivara is robe. But then Adaya is something different. Excuse me? Not yet, no. Adaya is a gerund, which means having taken. Oh, even the glossary gives it, so you should have gotten that. So having taken his bowl and his robe, in this case an extra robe, different from the one he's wearing.
Himself?
There's no self, just... Okay, we've done this already.
Nivasepa,
having dressed...
Not to oneself?
Excuse me?
Put on clothes.
Yeah, having dressed in the forenoon, having dressed, patachivara madaya, having taken bowl and extra robe, then rajagahan kandaya pavisi. Yeah. Well, what
went into?
What is the word which means went into?
Pavisi.
Pavisi. Yeah, he entered.
He
entered. The object is rajagaha, and then the purpose is what? What is the word meaning that?
Pindaya.
And what case is that?
Dated.
So he entered Raj here. Four arms. Okay, next sentence. Kalas Eva. Yeah, then you could jump all the way down to Upariman Disang. Because it's all just repeating what was said in the previous sentence.
Yeah, now I have a question.
Yeah.
The previous one.
Yeah.
You put down Alakaso.
Yeah.
Alakaso.
Alakaso, yeah. Yeah.
How do we put it in English now?
It's Allah Vatang. Yeah. Allah Kisang. Yeah, to put it into English, it wouldn't come out any differently in English. But do you know why it's different in the Pali? Okay, that's the important thing. What is the first phrase you just read here in this sentence? In this sentence, the first few words. It's a pass, but just say the words.
Adasa?
Yeah. Okay, and then the next word. First, right after Bhagavad, what is the word?
The blessed one.
No, I'm not asking the meaning of the blessed one, the word after Bhagavad. Okay. Right. And what case is Sigalakam? Here? No, it's not a data. Okay, but Adasa Ko Bhagava, what does that mean?
Saw.
Who saw?
The blessed one.
The blessed one. The Buddha saw.
Saw him.
And who did he see?
Sigalakam.
Right. And so what case is Sigalakam?
Accusative.
Accusative. In the previous paragraph, it's describing Sigalaka, what he did. So Sikalika is there the subject of the sentence. So what case is that? And then all the words that follow that describe Sigalika are also nominative. Alavato, Alakeso, Panjaliko. So they all end with O. But here you have the same sentence again, but now it's describing what the Buddha saw. So it's all becoming the object of the Buddha's sight or vision. So because it's now all the object, it all becomes accusative.
So it's always followed the sequence from the beginning. When it's object and when it's accusative, so all the things going.
Yeah. All of the descriptive phrase, all the descriptive words, that are, all the words that are describing the object, are also accusative.
But the English, they will be just the same. Just
in English, you can't see any difference. Okay, so now, in this case, now the Blessed One saw, and then the whole description comes: Sigalaka, the young householder, having gotten up early, gone out from Rajgir,
He saw him wearing with wet clothes, wet hair, and then doing he zhang. Yeah, holding out his hands and worshipping the directions. Okay, then the next sentence. Continue with it. No, yeah. Start at the beginning. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Eta devotcha. Yeah.
Young household.
But who said? Who spoke? No. Sigalakam is what case? Right.
The young household.
But Sigalaka is the young householder. So who spoke?
The Buddha.
Right, the Buddha. Bisvasi Galakam Gahapati Puttam. Actually, I think a word dropped out here. I think it should be Bisvasi Galakam Gahapati Puttam Bhagava Etaravocha. I think that, yeah, I'm pretty sure that somehow. Excuse me? Yeah, I'm quite sure that's a printing mistake. Disva sigalakam gahapati putam bhagava etadavocha.
Do we have a little in front of bhagava? Like the one before.
Yeah, it's spelled just like at the top of it. Okay, continue. Quay chung.
Kinu chung.
Yeah.
Gaha pati puta.
Yeah.
Kalas eva.
Yeah.
Bhutaya.
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 Yeah.
Raja kaha nikamitva.
Yeah.
Ala vatu.
Yeah.
Ala kaso.
Queso. Yeah.
Panjaliko.
Panjaliko. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Pachimang. Yeah. Okay, and translate it.
How is it?
Okay, first, okay, these, oh, okay, kinu, okay. Well, first, let's just go back to the beginning. Disva sigalakam.
Disva.
No, don't read in Pali, do the translate. Yeah.
Having seen sigalaka.
Yeah.
After
having seen Sigalaka, yeah. Buddha said this thing
to the young household.
Well, actually, Sigalakam Gahapati Putam, those two words go together. Having seen Sigalaka, the young householder, the Blessed One said this. Okay.
Having seen Sigalakam,
yeah.
Young householder,
yeah.
Buddha said this thing.
Yeah.
Why is it the young householder?
At what case is Gahapati Putta here? What case is it?
Prominent.
No, look at the end. What case is it? Anybody? Vocative. That means he's addressing the young man. So he's saying, why is it, young man, young householder?
Getting up in the morning?
Well, tvang. Why, kinnu tvang? Why do you Why, young man, do you
get up in the morning?
Yes.
In the early morning?
No.
Coming out from Rajaka house?
Yeah.
With wet clothes?
Yeah.
Wet hair?
Yeah.
Folded hands?
Yeah.
Worship to be
seen? Yeah.
From various directions?
Right.
Yeah.
Eastern direction, yeah.
Southern direction, yeah. Western direction,
upper direction.
Right.
Where is the
namely?
Where is the
what?
Namely, like that, those are directions. Namely.
Namely.
Word of namely.
Actually, yeah, she just put it there. There's no word corresponding to namely.
So you just put it two thoughts.
Yeah, I think just enough to put, you don't have to say namely, just worshipping the various directions.
I have a question.
Yeah.
About this God, seeing a lot coming in, God has a lot.
Yeah.
A vulture.
A vulture. A vulture.
A vulture. My question is that how do you know that seeing a lot coming Goes with this va instead of a vulture. I mean, why isn't it the blessed one said this to him, to the householder's son, Sigalanta, instead of seeing? Because this va could be having been seen. Excuse me? This va, yeah, doesn't it also mean it could mean having seen someone or having been seen?
Yeah.
So how do you know it's having seen the householder's son instead of having been seen by the householder's son? You know, we have accusative that could be used for either verb.
Yeah. I think one finds other passages in Pali where somebody sees somebody doing something and then doesn't speak to him, but some other action follows from that. And it would be constructed in the same way. Dispa, such and such in the accusative, but then instead of saying something to the person, maybe the one who sees the other one just gets up and goes away.
So the second verb could be one that doesn't require, or it could be an intransitive verb. Doesn't require an object.
It doesn't require the person seen to be the object.
Okay, so the Buddha can just say this, but not to anyone. Because in this case, the
right. That's also possible.
Because it seems to me the Buddha is saying it to.
He's saying it to him.
Yeah. That's why I was thinking. Maybe
but one could see. In fact, I think that there's a passage where, say, the Buddha will see somebody coming in the distance, and then he will turn and speak to Venerable Ananda, and it will be constructed in the same way as this. Dispa, such and such, so and so in the accusative, Bhagava, Ayasmantang Anandang Etadavocha, something like that. Okay, next paragraph. Who would like to try? Yuran, do you want to try that?
Sure.
Pita mang bante.
Kalang karonto. Evam avacha.
Yeah.
Tissa tata namase yasiti.
Yeah.
Soko aham bante. Pitu vachanan sakaronto.
Yeah.
Garu karonto. Maneto. Manento. Pujento. Kalpaseva. Utaya. Rajagaha. Nihamitva. Alavato. Alakeso. Panjaliko. Putudissa. Namasami. Actually, I'm not. I'm sure about the translation, I'll try. Pita will be father.
Yeah.
Man will be I.
From me, yeah.
Me, I think it chooses it for me.
Yeah.
Bande is venerable. I think it's venerable father.
No.
So the venerable is addressing to the
Buddha. Bande is addressed to the Buddha.
Oh, so. Okay, I know. Father.
Yeah.
Kalam. Karanto would be present participle, part yeah. passing away.
Yeah, dying.
When passing away, father said this, said will be avachara, this will be avon, saying yeah, to yeah. me.
Yeah.
Avon,
yeah.
to me. Issa would be the direction
yeah.
in accusative form.
Yeah.
And tata is from the grammar. Here,
yeah.
In the evocative form.
Yeah.
And then the verb namaseyasi.
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 Yeah.
Would be optative second person singular.
Right.
So it would be you should
yeah.
salute dear directions.
You dear.
Oh.
No.
You dear. Okay.
My dear son.
You, my dear son.
My dear son, you should worship for the
you
direction.
Worship the direction. So
can you say a whole thing again?
Yes.
Okay.
When passing away, father said this to me. You, my dear son, should worship direction. Or
the direction.
The direction. Soko aham pante, so this ahan I, pante venerable sir. Pitu would be a genitive dative form for father.
Yes, genitive.
This is for my father, genitive for my father's word, vachanam,
yeah.
in accusative form. Sakaranto. Would be the present participle, but
yeah.
in the nominative
yeah.
form.
Yeah.
To give honors to.
Yeah, to honor. Yeah.
To honor. So this is honoring my father's word.
Yeah.
And then Garu Karanto, also present participle. So it would be respecting my father's word.
Yeah.
And then the next, also present participle. Manento
yeah.
to revere.
Yeah.
Revering my father's word.
Yeah.
And then Pujento to also present participle to be worshiping his word.
Yeah.
And
this is common in Pali texts. It's not enough just to use one word to express an idea, but they'll have like a string of words with almost the same meaning, all in the same particular grammatical form.
I just like Shifu would like that.
Shifu speaks like that, does he? Maybe he picks it up from reading sutras.
Could be.
Yeah. So.
Okay. And then the rest.
Wait, Sharon, do you have a question?
Garu Karanto, what does that mean?
Garu Karanto.
Yeah.
Respecting.
The whole word means important to or...
Giving importance to.
Okay.
Garu means heavy. And karoti, of course, means to make or to do. So giving weight, literally, it's giving weight to something. Treating something as respectful. And one thing I should point out, you see at the beginning of the sentence, so ko aham. What does the so there mean?
I think this, it means his worshipping the direction? No?
Simply that word so, what is its function?
A pronoun?
What? It's a pronoun, but who does it represent? Who or what?
I thought it was what?
Father?
He.
No. Normally it means he. But, okay, if you haven't had it yet, I don't think the book has explained this, but this is some peculiar feature in Pali. When somebody is speaking to a respectable, well, even to ordinary people, but when somebody is speaking to a respectable person and he's referring to himself, instead of simply using ahang, meaning I, he'll say so ahang, like so means he, but it means myself. It just refers to myself, like saying this I did so and so. So it could, in translation, it could almost be just neglected when it doesn't translate it. It's just a peculiar feature of Pali idiom.
And so should I translate everything as before, starting from
Okay.
Okay, and would be right. So the honoring, respecting, the hearing, worshiping Father's word.
Yeah.
And then having gotten up early in the morning,
yeah,
and having come out of the Rajagaha, with wet clothes, wet hair, and folded hands, I worship the individual directions, the various directions, eastern direction, and then pay in the same as before.
Yeah.
And then venture to upper direction.
Yeah. Okay, so the sense here is, okay, his father at the time, when the father was dying, the father gave him advice and said, dear, you should worship the directions. And so now the son thinks that in order to follow his father's advice, he should get up early in the morning, go out from the city, with his clothes wet, his hair wet. These seem to be maybe Brahminic practices in order to show respect. Somehow one wears wet clothes and has wet hair. And then one with the hands held out in respectful gesture. Then one worships. He worships the directions. Okay, then the Buddha says,
Nako gaha pati putta ariyasa dina ye evam chatisa namasi tapati. Householder son, the six directions are now worthy of being worshipped in the discipline of the noble one.
You missed one important word.
Thus, chatisa, six directions.
I think Wait Winjun has it. Avang, that's the important one. So how would you translate it, taking Avang into account?
The six directions are not worthy of being worshipped like this.
Right.
Like such.
In such a way. It is not in the discipline of the noble one, young man. It is not in such a way that the six directions should be worshipped. So how should the... Okay. Maybe Wenjun, you want to continue? Or Lord Sharon, you want to try? Okay, Wenjun, you do.
Should the six directions be worshipped
Yeah.
And the teaching of the normal ones.
Or discipline. Vinaya is discipline.
Sadhu. Made Bhante. Bhagava. Katha. Dhamma. The Sethi. Yata. Harina Stab. Vinaya.
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 Yeah.
Chati Stab.
Yeah.
Namaste Bhakti.
Right.
Good. Where ourselves. That's the first one. Teach Das Dhamma for me.
Yeah, the structure is a little difficult. Maybe I'll have to explain this. For sadhu, me bhante. Here, sadhu functions almost like ching. Almost like that. Literally, it means good. But it's like saying, please, bhante, venerable sir, let the Blessed One teach me the doctrine, the Dhamma, tata, in such a way, then tata gets connected with yata. In such a way, tata, that, here, yata, in such a way, so that, that's yata. Oh, let me, wait.
Just us, like yata.
Like, let me just see the sentence. Let me take it in as a whole. Okay, let the Blessed One teach me the Dhamma as, the sentence is, as to how the six directions should be worshipped in the discipline of the Noble One. Okay, so please, Bhante, let the Blessed One teach me the Dhamma thus, tata, or in such a way, as to how, that's yata, as to how, in the Noble One's, in the discipline of the Noble One, the six directions should be worshipped. Okay, then the Buddha says, Wenjin. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, householder.
Yeah.
You pay careful attention.
Well, first, Sunohi. First, Tainahi. Tainahi is something like, we have to translate it, well then. Well then, young householder. Or Nama, maybe it's like Nama. Well then.
Nama.
Yeah, Nama, Nama. Okay, so well then, young householder. Well, first, Sunohi. Listen. Listen. That's the imperative of sunati. Sunati means to listen or to hear. So here it means listen. Okay, then continue.
And reflect upon the silence.
Thoroughly or carefully, or I would say sadhukam manasi karohi, pay close attention, attend well. Then next.
I will speak.
Right.
Evam bhante ki kahapati. Bhagavato Pacha Sosi.
Right.
Yes, Venerable Sir. The young householder. Sibala, the young householder.
Yeah.
deprived to the graceful.
Okay. I think we'll stop here because this time is getting on. And next week we'll pick up again and finish this chapter. Then I'll try to go into the grammar for the next chapter.